Stay tuned. I'm here with the coach, John Brent.
Man, I'm here with the vet, Mr. Ian Griffin, finally.
We are at the Jump Talk.
That's right.
Oh, yes.
I forget these words.
Yeah. And I got to get a haircut. My hair's getting long.
Yeah. Well, we got a little sun coming in, making mine look like almost a little blonde. I like that.
So we have not talked about the NFL this year.
None.
At all.
Which is unusual.
And we are recording this on a Wednesday, and the Dallas Cowboys play the Dirty Birds, the Philadelphia Eagles. Other people call them the Falcons, but the Eagles are the Dirty Birds.
Sure.
On Sunday. So we're going to make our predictions prior to this game, and this releases on Monday. So this will be interesting, to say the least.
It's going to be a Sunday night game.
Yes.
So this will come out Monday morning. So it'll be immediately, we'll either look good
or bad. So we will look like trailer park trash.
Right. This is a very interesting matchup. A couple weeks ago, I would not have thought that the Cowboys really had a chance, to be honest with you. Going into Philly, but they just can't seem to lose because they have a defense that doesn't allow teams to score.
They have a ferocious defense.
They do.
Right now, it's ranked number 3 on scoring against them. And something tells me after this weekend, it won't be ranked number 3. It'll be ranked number 1.
Ooh. Well, it might be because the Bills are playing the Chiefs. So it's probably going to be high scoring. They're, 1 or 2, right?
Yeah, and I'm not sure who the 49ers are the other one. I'm not sure who they
they're
play.
Playing. Sooner or later, it's like, and I hate to be the down on this, but it's like when an offense comes out and they're just high-flying through week 6, week 7, and finally some defensive coordinator figures it out, and then they start to, you know, be a pattern of, okay, they've kind of knocked them back down to earth. I'm wondering if this is going to happen to the Cowboys. Are they going to find something in the middle, or are they going to find something, you know, with a run, you know, run pass option or something? Because this offense for Philly might not be Pat Mahomes or Josh Allen type, but it's difficult, I believe, to defend because there's so many options that they have to run and pass.
Well, I will say this is, last year I had the fine privilege of seeing the Dallas Cowboys season opener, and everybody said then that Dallas was going to be overwhelmed by that offense.
Yeah.
And now they didn't have the guy from Tennessee. I got that.
Sure.
But I will say this, they contained Jalen Hurts the whole way. It was a blowout. I mean, it was 48 to like 21, and those 21, I think two of those touchdowns came in the fourth quarter because they put the third stringers in. Do I think it's going to be the same way? No. But I will say one thing that we kind of behind the scenes give predictions of what the score is going to be with the Cowboy game. Until it happens, and I believe it will happen eventually here, somebody will show up the defense. Somebody will figure them out a little bit or find a groove or somebody's
mistakes or something, blown coverages.
But until that time, I give no opposing offense more than 7 points, making one touchdown per game. Now, they may make field goals, but they will not make more than one touchdown until they prove me wrong.
Well, I think once they play some top 5 to 7 offenses, it could be different. But the majority of the league, you're right, right now, I mean, this defense is all over the place. They're getting up the field immediately from the line, which is big time against people. Now, you'll see Mahomes and Allen, immediately when somebody starts rushing, they step up and go sideways, step up and come up and make a throw. You haven't had really any quarterbacks do that yet.
Yeah.
But there's not many that can do that.
But I will say,
and I don't know if Jalen Hurts can do that.
I think Dan Quinn is good enough to figure those things out. Week 1, you know, we lost against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with the great Tom Brady there. They held him to one touchdown, and twice he had the ball inside the 30, and they locked it down.
Yeah.
The defense just said, oh, you came in our territory? You're not getting in. And that's what they did.
Yeah, and one of the things you said about you went to the game last year against the Eagles, and you know, they pretty much put Hurt. I believe Hurt has gotten a whole lot better. But by saying that, I also think Dallas's defense has gotten that much better.
I agree.
Because some of those guys in the defensive back right now are playing amazing. I think the only – my I always try to find a weakness as a coach. The only weakness I see in that is the middle of the field with the linebackers. That's the only thing I can see as a weakness because Diggs is going to be Diggs. He's going to intercept some. He's going to get beat. That's Diggs, but that's just who he is. This freaking defensive line in the rotation is unbelievable.
It's insane. And then the other one I will say that's – surprising, but he did it his rookie year, is Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
The cornerback has played lights out, man. I mean, he has been on his A game. Now, we talked, it's contract year and all this other stuff. But then this leads into the next thing is when is the league going to take notice of some little guy named number 11, Mekhi Parsons? You know, because I think he should be forefront in the MVP conversation. People have told me, said, well, that's the offensive thing. It's predominantly for quarterbacks. But every year we have either Khalil Mack or we have Aaron Donald in there. When are we going to put who Stephen A. Smith, who hates the Cowboys intensely, says that he's the best defensive player there is right now?
Yeah, and I listen not only to First Take, I also listen to Shannon and Skip. I listen to a couple other ones on the Sirius XM. And there's not anyone, when you talk about the Cowboys, that don't say that this guy is the next LT. They use that term, but that's the one they've seen that's close to LT of anybody. And when you see him play, the fast steps he has, the strength he has, the get to the ball that he has, I mean, he's definitely the most, you said this earlier when we were talking, he's definitely the most valuable player of the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah. He's probably, to me, the most valuable player in the whole NFC. Yeah. I don't think there's any doubt of that. Now, with the whole league right now, he should definitely be in the top five of discussion for sure.
I agree.
No doubt.
The other thing I'll say is he got hurt against the Rams. He pulled some form of groin or whatever. And they talked about what was said on the sideline. And the coach said, hey, do you think you can go? He says, I can't remember the exact words. But pretty much, you ain't pulling me off the field. And then when he went on, as he was hurt, what did he do? Then he goes, you know what? I'll just sack their guy a couple of times for the heck of it, you know.
Well, you know, they used to have this funny thing that I used to think announcers play. And you know who it was? It was John Madden. Mm-hmm. Used to say something funny, and then as a football coach, I used to laugh and just go, oh, my gosh. When I would think about it, he said, this guy's just a football player. You know, and like, but they're all football players.
Yeah.
But Mekhi Parsons is a football player. The pain, the being tired, the sweat. That's just part of being in football. And I've been around those players just in high school where you cannot take somebody out. They will literally be out there on last breath. This is that kind of guy. And he loves to win. And I'll be honest with you, you lead by example in this league. There's not a C on that jersey yet, but there should be.
There should be. Mm-hmm. And I will say with him, I wasn't here nitpicking on this. Coach Sayre was. But I counted four holding penalties around his neck that prevented him from things. It wasn't even called, you know, that just like when he gets that gear going, he is gone, man. Yeah. And
it's good to see.
It is good to see because we said this last year at early part last year that Dallas was – this team was built off of Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott.
Right.
They were drafted the same time. And they evolved, and they were the youth. But now this team is built upon Mekhi Parsons, Diggs, and Armstrong. And the thing is I put a post out, and people are going to laugh, but I'm serious also. Dallas is going to have to empty the pocketbook like a Democratic spending bill. I'm just throwing it out there because he's going to command $200 to $250 million and be the highest paid defensive player.
And you, what you don't want to do is let him go to somebody in the East or somebody in the NFC that you're going to play every year.
Yeah.
But I will have to say that the game's kind of changed for the Cowboys. A couple of years ago, I'm saying we need to score 28 to 30 points a game because our defense wasn't that good. Hopefully just wouldn't give up too many big plays. We just need some game management from our quarterback right now. We need some ball control from our offense. We need some, and I hate to even say it, sometimes we need to stay a little bit more conservative, a little bit longer, because if we can grind out the clock and keep the defense, not so tired, they're going to get in there and make plays. I mean, you saw what he did this last weekend getting strip sacks, making plays. So this is one of those, and I hate to use this term, if you're talking about a Super Bowl team, and I'm not saying this Dallas Cowboys team yet is a Super Bowl team, but when you think about the Ravens and you think about the Buccaneers with Dilfer and Flacco, those type of teams, it was not so much as don't go in and make a mistake, but just manage the game as an offense. We're going to need so many points because we're not going to give up but this many points.
Yeah.
And if you can do that and have a good field goal kicker, have a good running game, do pretty well on third down, and every once in a while get a play, 25 or 30, just to keep it, as I say, keep them, honest. That's the word. Then I think this team can do a whole lot more than I thought they could last year.
I agree. And I look at the record, and I really have them, let me knock on wood for a exit, maybe having really serious trouble with three teams left in the schedule and not the rest. The rest they should be able to handle because of how their defense is. I will say this also is last year at this time, we had talked with some other people, reference to the coaching on this. I will say, I got to tip my hat off to Mike McCarthy because he's pulled it together on this. I had a general tell me once when Tony Romo went down, he said, oh, my God, when you lose your starting quarterback, that's detrimental to a team. Rarely do they overcome it. Yeah. Rarely do they survive it. He says people always say, hey, we need a high-priced backup, but rarely do they go in unless they're, you know, the New York Giants. Sure. And there's like – and Nick Folk with the Eagles – I guess that's an East thing. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But unless it's those two, there's really nobody that walks in the Super Bowl from that. So Mike McCarthy, hats off, man. And I have beat Mike McCarthy down. Now, I will say the OC, I don't have no love for him whatsoever. And Dan Quinn, I have a lot of love for. And the special teams coach, man, is like,
sure,
they have awesome. Almost a complete kit. They just need to get that OC kit.
Well, I do think this. I never will be a Dak Prescott fan that say he's going to be a guy like Pat Mahomes or Josh Allen or somebody can just take a team to a Super Bowl. Just get on my back and go. Mm-hmm. But I do think this is the best thing that's ever happened to Dak Prescott because I seen him in moments. When we went to the San Francisco game, it looked like his eyes at different times when I saw the game later. It was just like, whoa, this is too much. This takes pressure off of Dak Prescott. He doesn't need to score those 27, 28 points.
Yeah.
He needs to manage the game and do what Dak does well. Third and two, make a toss outside. Third and seven, if it comes at that because we get a stop, make a quick, you know, in route.
Yeah.
But you don't have to make those lamb throws for 40 yards because you've got to keep up with teams. You're not going to have to keep up with teams with this defense.
Not with this defense. I'm sorry.
No. And what I'm saying is I really believe the best thing that could happen to Dak Prescott is a good defense better than, and I hate to go against what you, better than having a better OC. I think having a better defense gives the pressure of him to let him just do what it's easy for him if he'll take the pressure off of himself. It seems like at times he's rushing and he's really trying to do too much. Like the throw he had early on in the season, I think it was, it was actually at the San Francisco game where he threw it right out. I mean, nobody but to the San Francisco guys when he was rolling out to the right. Mm-hmm. It's like he had to make a play. Dak Prescott could throw this sucker in the third row, even at the 50 yard line, and go, you know what, we're just going to kick and let our defense hold, and we're going to have good field position here in about four plays.
Yeah, I will say, I agree with you on that, Coach, a whole lot is, once Zeke had his first year and then he went through suspension, a lot was placed on his shoulders that you just got to carry it and don't count on the running back. We got away for what they were good on offense, and we got away for exploiting Dak for what he was good on. You know what? I remember the game his second or third year. It was his first game of the season. He played against Carolina, and he was at the line, and he got his bell rung. He came out one play, and after that, you never saw him run again for like the next six games.
Yeah.
Wonder why? Because they were protecting their future investment. Let the guy run a little bit, man. Come on. It's okay. And he doesn't have to be a hero. He just has to keep the defense honest.
You know? And another thing I'll say, and I said at the beginning of the year, and some of the guys that we talked to said, man, there's no way they're going to be 10-7. I said, they're going to be 10-7 with this team. Like, wow, that's a really good prediction. And then I said later on, I think this team will be 10-7 with Dak or with Cooper. And let me preface this by saying this. I don't believe that the Cowboys can win some games with Cooper. But I also think that they can win games with Cooper Rush just because he's going to go manage.
Yeah.
He's not going to try to overplay. Like the game that we're about to make a prediction on this week, and I gave two predictions when we talked about it online. I said one prediction with Cooper and one prediction with Dak because I do believe that to beat this team this week, you're going to have maybe just a little bit more offense, not a whole lot more.
Yeah.
But I think maybe one more touchdown more because I think they'll score one more touchdown than what we're normally seeing. So we've been averaging, 15 or 16 points on defense is what we're giving up. Is that what it is? I think this week...
It's 14. It's 14. I looked at it the other day.
So you want me to go ahead and give my prediction?
Go ahead.
Okay, I think that if Cooper Rush plays and Dak doesn't play, I think playing at Philly on Sunday night with that crowd and the craziness, I think finally the Cowboys will lose a game 23-17. But I will say this. If Dak Prescott can play and play well, not with a hurt finger, but he can actually spin the ball, mm-hmm. I believe he can give that one more good throw, one more good touchdown, and then we can win the game 23-17.
I think that we will win.
I'm kind of giving two predictions.
Yeah. I'm predicting that we'll win something like 20 or 17 to 12 or 13.
You know one of these games we're going to say this, and it's going to be in 38-36, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's the NFL.
And I'm basing that on that no defense scores. And that's why I'm saying that is if no defense scores, then it's going to be like 17 to 13 or 12, or it's going to be like 20 to 13 or 12.
And I'm
taking the Cowboys on that because I don't think the Dallas defense will allow two touchdowns in a game yet. I just don't. And they may say, hey, Ian, we're going to roll you over.
But, and you know what I'm hoping? I'm actually hoping this. This is growth for this team. I hope that it gets into the 20s for both teams and Dallas pulls it out. The reason for that is they're depending so much on the defense, the offense really hadn't had to make a play. But sooner or later, Dak is going to come back. And if the difference between Cooper Rush and Dak is Dak can make one play that can make a difference of 7 points. So if we just keep winning these games and then we get to a team that can score 25, 30 points, you're like, well, they're not. Well, like they play, I believe this. If we play Kansas City or Buffalo tomorrow, I believe both those teams will score somewhere in the 20s, maybe in the 30s. At some point in time, you're going to play that kind of team if you're going to make a run. And so I would love for us to win a 27-23 game this week. I would love that.
Well, this is the
just
last
to get
game,
the confidence.
I think we have a bye next week. Or either that or we play the Lions. I can't remember which one.
I think it's the Lions in a bye.
Yeah, okay. And the Lions are not to be laid down upon. No. I'll tell you that. So we'll see. But I, right now, until Dallas defense proves me different, I don't think they're giving up more than one touchdown per game.
Do we know, today is Wednesday, you said that.
Yeah.
Have they said who is starting?
Not yet. And they said that it depends on if he can spin it. And they, last I looked before I came here, they have not made the decision yet. At least I haven't.
All right, so what I'm going to do then is I'm gonna put myself on a limb and make a prediction that Dak's not going to play. Because if I was coach this week, I would not play him on the road Sunday night at Philly. I'd say, okay, if we lose that game, it's too early. I'd say if Cooper Rush plays, we lose the game 23-17.
I still think Cowboys can win.
I hope so.
I don't know. That's just me because I got faith in the defense, and I hadn't said that in a long time.
Turnovers on the road are going to be big. Cooper's really not had many turnovers. If he can keep that and no turnovers on, I'll tell you, if whoever wins the turnover battle in this game pretty much is going to win.
Well, I agree with that. I agree with that. Yeah. If this becomes a turnover game, whoever gets out is probably going to walk out the door happy.
I hope, to be honest with you, I'm going to the Kansas City-Buffalo game. I'm going to be rushing back to the hotel to watch this game. I would love for this game to be no turnovers on either team, both teams scoring the 20, the last person with the ball wins it, and it's the Dallas Cowboys. That's what I'm hoping.
That would be cool.
Oh!
So, I think we hit this enough.
Yes.
So, from the coach
to the vet,
it's time to stay tuned.